Welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia, and a fun fact to everyone, I stay really, really near Park Lane.
And I'm Nina, and Sylvia forced me to hold this rambutan that she bought from the KTV food stall.
Correct, because it's leading us up to our ASMR sound of the day, which is, I call this rambutan rub. From KTV food shop. Babe, this is the KTV cases.
I know.
It's the food shop right next to it. And it just so happens that I always go there and buy fruits. And yesterday I bought some.
Yeah.
So, and then I heard the news. So I bought already, ate some already. It's all up to heaven now. But anyway, for ASMR, the rambutan rub. Oh yeah.
No.
Is this how it feels when the guys go to the KTV for this kind of experience?
I'm sure they don't take the rambutan to rub their microphone. It's other thing rub their microphone. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, we actually have a lot of episodes, right? Mm. And this one is like an emergency one that we decided to do because I think it just so happens that this is the biggest news these days.
Yes.
And I am also very horrified because I live like maybe 3 minutes walking
a stone's throw away, basically.
Yeah, and then when the news happened, I didn't go and read, right? Then only today I realized, huh? 我家那个man? Then I got so paranoid. I thought it was like somewhere nothing to do with me one, you know. But it's really my house that one leh.
You didn't know that you were near dodgy businesses lah.
I really didn't know eh. I really didn't know. I thought this was a place of true love.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, anyway. Okay, so if you guys don't know, okay, the KTV COVID cluster has been the most serious cluster in recent times.
Yes. Right?
And more KTVs are being connected to these clusters. And the government is actually giving out free COVID testing for everyone in contact with these hostesses. Mm-hmm. And most of them are from Vietnam, right? Mm-hmm. Out of all these cases, allegedly, the first case is a Vietnamese lady who is actually here in Singapore on a short-term pass, mm-hmm. right? And she says that she's actually here to visit her boyfriend and things like that. I mean, it is, you know, according to IC and NOM, right? Like, short-term pass, you cannot be working in this kind of places in the first place.
Yeah.
And I guess that is why, right? Mm. You know, Minister Lawrence Wong said he's very frustrated and disappointed. I'm also very frustrated and disappointed by this whole situation.
But I'm just wondering, if she's here to visit her boyfriend and assuming she is not the Vietnam boo at the KTV, right? Mm. Then how did the boyfriend get it? The boyfriend also get it, is it?
I have no idea.
What kind of community is this?
Exactly, right? So, let's be real, okay? This whole thing is just so vague.
Yeah.
Because you never know whether it's the boyfriend or not the boyfriend, it's a patron or not a patron. Like, is she even working there in the first place? We never know.
But fun fact, right? I read yesterday, right? So, a lot of people have this misconception that KTV is a place where you sing karaoke, like Teo Heng, that kind. Yeah, so a lot of people online was saying, oh, if you go sing karaoke, maybe, you know. But the problem is that KTV is different from what you know as the karaoke, that the friendly activity that we do lah.
Correct.
Yeah. So what happens in a KTV? Let's give them some context first, in case people are confused, right?
Okay, so a KTV is usually like, apparently according to the news, right? They're about the size of a basketball court, but they make it like a maze, then color one, right? I mean, they usually sound very paradisey, right? Like something palace.
Yes.
You know? Whatever paradise.
Or something dynasty.
You know. You know, you've seen those, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are like maybe 10, 20 rooms, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are also all these hostesses serving all the patrons, mainly men in these rooms, right? So that is what happens. That is the setting of a KTV.
Not forgetting the mama-san also lah. Yeah, like so she's the manager.
Correct. Yeah, so Nina, tell us a little bit about what goes on in these rooms.
Okay, so I have not personally went into a KTV before.
I actually never go before. I'm very upset.
There's nothing to be upset about. This. I'm just telling you.
Because I feel like today I'm unable to give you first-hand experience.
Yeah, but it's a good thing that we don't have the first-hand experience.
Okay.
I actually know of a lot of people that patronize these places, even in the daytime previously. So like in one of my previous working environment, right? Mm-hmm. These guys will actually patronize the KTV and then they will select the girl deals mm-hmm. based on maybe their nationality or based on the pricing range. And then depending on how much you pay them, right, okay. it will mean that that's how long they stay with you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they will stay with you all the way unless you 包场啦. 包场 meaning that you pay the full price, right, and then you can bring them out of that area.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And then when you say these ladies, they are hostesses, right? Actually, what is really their job scope?
On paper, la. I'm not sure what kind of paper is this. La.
Okay.
On paper, right, they're just supposed to like mingle with you and accompany you while you sing karaoke and drink with you.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, you can tenene, which means that you can touch their boobs.
Right.
Like you can violate them. Once you pay them, you can violate them in some ways. But they're willing party la, to get violated, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we actually did some research, right? Mm. And asked a few just random people who would like to share their experience with us, right?
Mm.
So we actually have a 30-year-old Chinese man here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's give him a name, okay? He's called Grapefruit.
Okay.
So Grapefruit tell us, oh, haha, gonna tell you guys the uncensored version.
Mm-hmm.
I go cause it's easy to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Sing song, drink, got hostess, can even squeeze some tits. If one, I pay more, can bring the hotel, go bang bang. And then he put a like
laughing, crying face.
Laughing emoticon. So I mean, this is not something you see in the news. This is really, you know, research. And then like, he just want to tell us the truth. And I guess it kind of sums up like the kind of vibe that's in a KTV. It is really not Teo Heng.
It's not the Teo Heng kind, for sure, man.
Right, yeah. And I think singing is the least thing that actually really happens.
Yeah, basically, they don't even sing, man, you know. Sometimes they just on the karaoke set and let whatever thing playing, right? Then they get to the dancing.
Right, and then we also have a 20-year-old Chinese, okay? We call him Orange, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, in some way, for my experience, it's like a buffet, lor.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and my friends will sit at a table. The hostess girls will come around, and if we ask them to join, they would hop and come here. And he says they're usually quite chill. When they come over, you can drink, you can play games, and then towards the night, you pay them. And he says it's really not that bad because some of my friends really just want to get laid, and we pay more for a happy ending. Lor. So if you're single, it's not a sin. It's just you want to have sex with pretty girls. Or
I guess if he put it that way, it makes sense. But the thing that don't make sense to me is that these girls are illegal. Or basically, this is not a legal activity. Right?
I would say that, like we mentioned, right, this kind of closed door kind of establishment, no one really knows what's up. Because like we say, we also never been.
Yeah.
And then these two accounts are from like, you know, friends or friends of friends who want to share that account of them being inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the news reports, right, you know, like that Vietnamese lady want to visit her boyfriend. You never know what if it's really true.
Yeah.
It's just such a vague situation. But what we want to talk about today is why this is bad. Because it really is a place. This one we can call confirm for a fact. This is a place that really, really spreads COVID virus. Because the girls will do butterfly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so Nina, what is butterfly?
So butterfly means that, for example, right, this girl called Cherry.
Cherry.
Yeah, so Cherry is sitting with you.
Yes, Cherry is on my table.
You pay her maybe $50, which is the minimum sum as per what we know.
Mm.
And then after maybe 30 minutes, right, then your $50 is up. Basically, there's a timer.
Okay.
Then she will go and find another $50.
Right. At the next table.
Correct.
Okay.
And if the table don't pay her, then she will go to another table.
Right.
Or if someone requests for her, like her old timer come, then she will go also.
Right. Yeah. So I think because of this butterflying activity, right, each hostess can actually go to at least, I don't know what, they put that in the news, right, 4 to 10 tables minimally a night.
Yeah.
And in these establishments, because it's supposed to be KTV or whatnot, and drinking or whatnot, right, so nobody is wearing their mask.
Correct.
Right. So that in itself, like factually, you know, it's a place whereby, you know, I think within an hour, the whole place
infected already.
You know?
Yes, you're exposed to it.
Yeah,
already.
You're exposed to pretty much everyone already, you know?
Yeah.
And then Nina has a story to share about just how unsanitary it is. And this is from our friend. Let's give him a name, Durian.
So what Durian told me was that he was actually very into this girl, no? He's like, legit, he liked this girl.
Mm.
Then he always patronized her, because to see her, you have to go to the place that she's working at, ma. Because if If not, you have to pay her every day to be out of this establishment, right? Mm. So basically what he did inside is they kiss, they touch each other, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, so he and...
Durian and Mangosteen.
Okay, so Durian... Yeah. So the girl he liked is called Mangosteen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has been he been patronizing her, from
what
you know?
To be honest, I think at that point of time, it's like maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks already. Not 1 month yet. It's not serious. 1 month is serious, Reggie, but not yet. So it's about 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Whenever he go there, he will touch, they will kiss, you know, that kind of thing, right? Ah. So one day, Mangosteen went to Butterfly because someone came to find her, ma. So right, she have to go and patronize the customer.
Like say hi-hi to the
table. So after that, Durian want to go toilet after some time. So as he was walking towards the toilet, right? Yeah. So from what I know, in the door, right, there's this small glass panel, just a small glass panel. He saw that Mangosteen, right, was actually giving a blowjob to another guy. Yeah. So that is why I'm not surprised when I hear this kind of thing happening. Even, okay, let's not talk about blowjob. Let's talk about kissing alone.
No, that's what I'm thinking. That's why my face crunch up.
Or even drinking the same cup of whatever.
Oh, no. I just say at that moment, I immediately felt a lot of sadness for your friend Durian because...
Don't be sad for him lah.
Okay.
He got over it very fast.
Okay, and he also patronized these kind of places and so he should know what he's getting
into.
But the fact is like, oh man, it is quite unsanitary. Like a lot of transfer of bodily fluids
in this area.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't know where he kissed her, then that guy's dick got his saliva or so.
Okay. Yes. I mean, we all get the message already.
And then like, if he didn't see, and then Mangosteen come back and darling come back,
I know,
then he will get the guy's come. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
guys, know that I have OCD. That's why like, I immediately see all these links of like bacteria. Yeah, it's freaking me out a little bit.
And they also conduct like unprotected sex also. Like you can choose to have unprotected sex with them one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yes.
Because I think we got one more guy who's actually sent us a voice note, right?
Ooh.
Right. So we heard it earlier, right? So let's give you a name. He is called
Mango. Yeah, okay.
Right. So Mango says, right, if you want to bring the girl home and like have sex or like bang, right? It's about like $2,000, right? So like, if you want to do it within the establishment, I would say maybe it's a bit cheaper or maybe
because it's under table one ma. Yeah. So my friend Baluku, right?
Yeah.
My friend Baluku actually told me that in the room, because they will go together with a group of people, so maybe like back then it's like maybe 7-8 of the guys go together, they share one room, right? They can be having sex in front of everybody one, you know. Yeah. And Baluku tell me, say he witnessed someone having sex, like unprotected sex, in front of him.
His friends or what? Like, or is it a random customer?
No. It's like a group of them in the same working environment. No? Yeah, they will say, okay, so lunchtime, 1 hour, we go to this place at Orchard, at which floor some more, you know. It was very specific one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Then they have unprotected in front of each other. Then they still kind of come and say, you know the hood, the Google Bird, very small.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's a mess activity.
When I heard that, I meant like, yes, it's a mess. M-E-S-S. This is a goddamn mess. And now all of us Singaporeans are stuck with this COVID cluster because of this mess that is happening.
Yeah, no one do anything about it, right?
And now they spread COVID, so now the whole world knows about what you have been doing.
It's no longer something that's under wraps anymore, you know. Because people are investigating already.
Damn.
That's why I think there's a lot of trust issues around me. Because I witnessed all of this and it's very scary.
It is true. Okay, so unsanitary aside, right? We actually also did some research, right? We want to tell you is also because a lot of these things are actually illegal, right? So we are looking at some group chat, you know, screenshots, right? Where they actually look for these hostesses to match the table. Guys, you know, it is a supply-demand thing, right? And when there is a demand, right? Then apparently this group chat will be quite active looking for girls to attend these events.
Yeah.
Which I would like to say, I'm quite amused to find out that...
there are requirements.
No, it's not just the requirements. They call this Need Girls for Bistro event tomorrow. And I was like, this is okay, what? Then, you know, my producer tell me, this is not a bistro, babe. Like, this is that kind of bistro. Like, why are you anyhow using vocabulary? But anyway, we see a lot of these there, right? You know what's funny to me?
What?
They put that non-sleazy session.
Yeah.
But like, come on, we already know.
Not sleazy, but client wants a hot, fun girl. In the same text, client wants a hot, fun girl. If not, we'll ask the girl to go home, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to be hot, you have to be fun, but no sleazy.
Yeah, no sleazy. And, you know, we are seeing like even really specific things, you know, must mingle, pretty, tall. And the tall, they still bracket 165 and above. Hey babe, you're more stringent than SQ leh.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, right, we know there's a mix of basic target comms or what, but I think what really stood out for us here is, right, we actually saw one, right, that says $100 an hour, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Didn't the law say 10:30 must close everything?
And it's so secretive until it says location is review when chosen.
Yeah.
Because we are looking at the rest of the posting. Some say central, mostly say central.
Correct.
Yeah. And
Park Lane.
Park Lane, you know, that kind of thing, right? Town area. They use words like this. But this one is review when chosen.
Yeah. And then they even put things like that. 4 hours, but might extend. If extend $70 an hour.
Actually, it's bohua leh.
No, it's not bohua.
Before we get to that.
The point here.
It's bohua because 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., right? $100 per hour. Then why after that you stay longer $70 only? So
I mean, it is bohua. But the fact is, right, they are only legal for half an hour only, this activity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From 10 to 10:30, it was at least legal. After that, it was just fully illegal and against the law.
Unless like, I think this is the part where they are being very shady, because unless they can say, oh, we are finding people for house party. House party never say what time close, ma. Right, so I think that's why it's very sleazy, because they don't want to review the location, you know.
Correct.
Okay, so in one of these postings, right, it says in-house SG girls only, whatever. Okay, town area 23 rooms plus VIP rooms, whatever. But it says butterfly, your commission is at 10%. So meaning that, right, this is actually illegal, like we social distancing and then we cannot share table, we cannot like mingle and all that. But they are actually requesting for people to do butterfly.
Correct.
You know?
So it's clearly stating here also, we are flouting social distancing rule here. But put in a very nice way, it's called butterfly.
Yeah.
Right. So I think in so many ways, right, this group chat already tell us all these activities are not only unsanitary, that one we know, but it's already flouting the laws and being illegal.
Yeah.
So naturally, as we read the news, right, I mean, I think everyone that we know, we're just upset because for some mess that you decide to do, because y'all decided to have some fun, because y'all decided to be irresponsible for the sake of your own entertainment, the country might again, you know, have another cluster coming up, you know, more stringent rules, and then we cannot meet our friends anymore just to be boring with our friends. Well, we're not doing any fun illegal activities like you. We just want to be normal, and now we can't because of you. Yep. And you know what upsets us the most is actually the next one, right? That people are actually blaming MOH for ruining families. Okay, if you don't know, MOH is the Ministry of Health. So what happened was that MOH actually messaged all those, right, who save and treat at these KTVs, right, to actually go for a check, right? So we actually see news, right, of men who kena this MOH message, and then they say their wives see, and then now what? What excuse do I have?
Because he told her, right, that he's working OT. So now there's evidence already.
Correct. Yeah. So apparently, okay, this case that we saw, okay, this guy actually said, like that how I explained to her, meaning his wife, right? I tell her I'm working OT. Then my question to you is, why you lie to your wife, number one?
If you got wife already, then don't go KTV. Yeah, simple.
Right. And then my question is, then you want to put it online that MOH ruined your family. Who ruined your family? MOH is trying to protect all of us here. And please, oh, if I'm MOH, okay, clearly because I'm not, okay, I go to your house, catch you already. Still send you a nice discreet text, right? I go to your house, catch you, drag you out. What?
I mean, I get it. Yeah. So in a way, MOH is very good already, because they send you SMS, like, not even WhatsApp, because who uses SMS anymore? In hopes that your wife check your WhatsApp, but don't check your SMS.
To be real, MOH is giving you the best bro code that they can give already.
Yes.
Whilst taking into account the safety measures that we need to put in.
Yeah.
Because voila, how can you still blame the country for doing their thing when you are the one that's at fault?
Yeah, and you see, in this message, right, particularly one thing stood out to me.
What?
Is that you have to take this very seriously, you know, because, right, they actually have a go.gov.sg/ this category is called KTV testing.
Yeah.
So it's actually a very serious thing, and you should be taking it seriously. I think you should be more concerned about your health more than your marriage at this point. If you ask me, I receive this, I'll be more worried if I get COVID.
I am absolutely the same. And to be honest, when I read this, right, I felt a bit sad because you know why? When you receive this message, your first job is to take a screenshot, blame the government online versus you should be telling your family, shit, guys, I fucked up. I might have really brought it home. The whole family gets it now. You know? I mean, that would be what I would do, you know? Like, because all these people are innocent in your household. Right? But you felt like, eh, the best thing for me to do is say, MOH ruined my family. Right? Like, you still don't want to own up. What if your wife get it because of you?
Yeah.
So, moving on to the next part. Now that you know all this information that we have, right? We are going to ask the big question, okay? Nina, who has the most responsibility to bear here for this COVID cluster? Is it the KTV? Okay? Is it the men who go? Right? Is it MOH? Or is it the hostesses? I don't know. Who has the most responsibility, in your opinion?
Based on this isolated case, the KTV should be held responsible.
Okay.
Because they have a choice to choose what mode of business they want to do.
Yeah.
And they choose this, never mind. Because, I mean, if nobody cash is already there, fine, sure be it. But, you know, like, knowing that we are in a COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah.
The least you can do is also do a bit of crowd control.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, keep them all in one room and then call it a night. You still maybe earn some money, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, I kind of agree with you because I think the government already said, you know, like social distancing, if you're there, you still can go out and eat, right? Yeah. Then in my opinion is, y'all shouldn't be having such large groups. Because if you're asking for 4 to 5 girls, you mean there's only one guy there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, like, it must be a bigger group than what is allowed.
Yeah. And at the very least, like, maybe ask them to wear a hazmat suit or something. Like, you still can entertain people. Maybe people got new fetish.
Correct. Maybe it can be a COVID theme.
Yeah, hazmat. Why not? Yeah. Actually, you know, right? Give me the idea. Right, I will make it like so fun and safe at the same time.
Correct. We will make nurse themed.
Yes, in hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Then the guys who want to patronize, they could probably be in a, I don't know, they can dress as a pumpkin or something.
No, I want the guys to be in the hazmat suit, and then the nurses, right, is really wear those like the mask, medical mask one.
Surgical
and
mask
then like, I make it like damn like hard to get like that, you know, like cannot kissing, cannot touching one.
Like, CCTV looking.
Yeah, but like your whole hand already $100. Like,
business ideas.
No, it's, come on, we're in COVID. Let's try something new. Like, small touch, really. Make it a damn big deal like that.
Right.
Maybe that's why I don't want a KTV.
Actually, that's true. Maybe that's why, because our KTV will be so shit. Yeah, it's like our KTV is the cleanest KTV. Because every wall you touch, right, sanitize. There's somebody going after you.
And then we will have CCTV. Then we see the Ah Hock touch cherry. Then we say, Ah Hock, 200 kuai, 200 kuai. There will be no privacy for the patrons. Nobody will join. sorry. I'm sorry for even suggesting.
Actually, that's a good idea. So that's why I say I feel that the most responsible person, right, is actually the people who are operating the KTV.
I agree.
That chooses the mode of business for the KTV. Because, like, for example, maybe you put a glass between them.
Correct.
Then they do strip show or whatever. Okay, whatever. I'm not sure whether it's legal or not. I just say first. But there are many ways
correct.
That you can still entertain, but not compromise the hygiene level.
Correct. And then, let's be real here, nowadays a lot of live stream. I know this is not the kind of business I would engage in, but if this is your kind of business and this is what, you know, the people in your company, be the mamas or the ladies, used to make money, right? Then just use a more safe method. Do live stream.
Or OnlyFans. You get subscribers, you get paid. Wow. You still can track the amount of money. The girls don't take money under table.
Correct.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I would start this live stream all like. No, then the live stream also, you know, then 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. still legal.
Yeah. And you know,
you send the alcohol to Ahok's house.
Yes.
You send the bikini to Cherry's house. They do it.
No, the KTV got 20 rooms. They can all be green screen, ma.
Yes.
You want them to be where? They can be where. So.
Yeah, you want Cherry go Indonesia today, then it's the Cherry go Indonesia show.
Correct. If you are feeling like a bit of the like sexy romantic outdoor one,
then
make her look like
Cherry goes
outdoor.
Italy.
Yeah. Visit the 7 wonders of the world summer with you.
Oh my god, we are terrible.
No, we are creative people.
Yeah, no, but I agree. agree. I think now that you mentioned it, right, I feel, yes, I think the KTV owners are the ones that should really step up and say, hey, sorry, we really fucked up.
Yeah.
Because look at the news, right? Mm-hmm. Don't say the news, King. Okay? Mm-hmm. My brother, we live near Tekka Market. Mm. Right, so my brother already said, today at Tekka Market, all the housewives are bitching about this topic already. Mm. And he's like, wow, when you know the whole market talking about one topic, you know this is a big topic. Mm. You know what's the sad thing? The sad thing is, right, all these housewives, they're actually bitching about these hostesses. Mm-hmm. Right, and it makes me sad. It makes me really, really sad because, right, the hostesses are equally as victimized as the housewives themselves.
Right. They're in the same boat, actually.
They're in the same boat. But I think when the news come out like that, and then I think there are even some publications that didn't even censor the hostesses' face, right? No, what you're telling the world is that, hey, these girls are the bad ones, right? Let's victimize them, right? Let's make them, you know, the ones that we should be blaming for this whole thing. Then I'm thinking like, hey, I think we're in the wrong direction here.
Yeah, because possibly one night these guys patronize three different places and they might be the one who carries it. And come on, like, in the very first place, right, they also choose to do it. But,
correct.
Right, so if there is no, like what you say, supply and demand, if there's no demand for it, then the girls also wouldn't be in this position as
correct.
Well.
Correct. Yeah. Right. I feel like, and these girls, let's be real, they are hired to do a job. And for those of you who want to say that these girls are the holy thing or the bad ones, I want to tell you one point is also, this is their job, you know. This is their way to make a living. As much as we don't agree, I absolutely would not do it. Okay, but if this is their way to make money for their family, right, then you would expect that if they go to work, they have rules to follow. And if, you know, their boss or their manager say, hey, here, we are going to flout the social distance a bit. Do you think this girl who really needs the money is going to say, oh, I cannot, you know? Then she's going to get sent back. What? Then if she gets sent back, then where's her money? Where's her income?
I mean, in the very first place, she's already illegally working already. So I think if I'm her, it will be like, I mean, like, I'm already here.
I'm already illegal. Short term pass, I'm already half illegal. Then might as well go illegal all the way. No difference. At least I get money. Today.
Yeah, correct. And because, right, there is a lot of people patronizing it. You look at the COVID cluster, you know already, right? Mm. So they know that they can earn the money one. Yeah. They just need to say yes to it only.
Correct.
And for all you know, they are at one place, then the mama san say, hey, you know, go there. So maybe they drink a lot, they drunk also, but you also don't
correct.
Know.
And even the mama san, people say, oh, then you are expecting your girls. But again, right, mama san is also, you are hired, imagine she's like the manager. Right? If she don't manage, somebody will manage, right? Then if the mama san no, you know, like what can she do also?
Right.
Apart from following the rules of the establishment. This is why I say it kind of makes sense when you say the establishment themselves are wrong. Yeah. On another hand, right, I think the second most responsible one is non-single men.
Why, huh? Why you say so?
Because you remember just now I said one of our users sent in, right? And he says he don't think it's a sin if you're single and you just want to have a good time with girls. Provided you're not flaunting the rules, right? And you're single, go and have a good time, bro. I'll support you. But if you have wives, the MOH guy, if you have a wife, if you have family, right, then you attend these kind of places, then isn't it considered like cheating?
Yeah.
Being unfaithful?
Yeah.
Doing things behind your wife's back?
Yeah.
Because if you go tell your wife, hey, well, cheat KTV, have a good time with Cherry, and your wife say, okay, allow go. Can. No, can. Because then honesty, transparency, right? But now if you scared your wife even see your message, right? Means you didn't tell her. Means behind her back. Then it shouldn't even be happening in the first place.
And I think the next thing that people blame most is also the government. Because they're talking about like why you allow these people to come in. But they apply to come in short term pass. Why? How the government want to know whether they go KTV to work? They cannot like every Vietnamese woman come in and say, is it you want to work KTV? You know?
No, that is discrimination.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Correct. That's why when people blame the government, right, I feel that you really don't know the purpose of their visit here because you cannot just see their nationality and then you just straight away put a stereotype on them and say that they are here for what?
Correct.
Yeah. So you cannot control where they want to go, what they want to do. So I feel that blaming the government also doesn't really help lah.
So after our conclusion, you might agree with us, you might disagree with us, but we really want to hear your point of view. I think from our point of view, it's very clear here we are single women. We have the evidence that we also shared with you guys beforehand, and based on all that, we make this analysis. Right, but tell us, okay, in the comment section, or if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, go to our IG and just drop us a comment and tell us who do you think, you know, should really be like saying, hey, I want to take responsibility here and I'm sorry for what I've done.
Mm.
And what would be your advice, Nina?
Now that this is all out in the light, right?
Mm.
So for people who are in this kind of business,
mm.
whether it's legal or illegal, right? Know that no matter what, it will surface one.
Yeah.
So I think it's still best for the sake of everybody, right? To keep within the rules that we are all supposed to keep. Because you see, one big cluster like this, right? Mm. We might just go back to zero again, you know?
Correct.
Yeah, it all start like that one, right? Just like the previous cases, or it's all like that one. And this cluster is not only big, it's fast.
It is damn fast. And it's all over the place because some KTV owners own a few around Singapore.
Exactly.
And these girls also butterfly around outlets island wide.
And it's very hard to track because maybe these girls go MBS and buy handbag, you know, then you happen to be there. So it's really something that I'm very afraid to see what's going to happen in the next few days.
So guys, I mean, let's be real here, okay? If you can just share something and if you're open to listen, if you have really been, please just go for your COVID test.
Yeah.
Please stop lying already. I think nothing matters more than being alive at this point. Mm. Worry about your marriage issues later. I'm sure there are some issues already. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the first place.
That's why you go KTV.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys like to use the excuse. Mm. Yes, right? Mm. But let's worry about other things first. But let's make sure that as a country, as a first world country, you know, we can, you know, really say, okay, yeah, we'll do it because it's our fault.
Yeah.
And we're okay to admit it. And we will go and do what's next to make sure that every other Singaporean is safe.
But if say you are addicted to KTV kind of, I think maybe you really look into OnlyFans, that kind of things. Maybe it will help you kick the addiction. Yeah, then you keep your family safe also. There's other alternatives. So guys, if you all got any other alternatives for these people who, you know, like KTV so much but now it cannot go on, right? Maybe you give them some suggestions down, then we also help them. Because when we help them, we help ourselves.
Yeah, and tell me whether you like my cherry travel around the world live stream series.
Are we venturing into that next?
No! Okay, with that, we hope you enjoy our little discussion here and we look forward to hearing your thoughts. Okay, and Nini, your turn to do the rambutan rub. I am Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS.
I would try the hazmat suit 是不错.
Yeah, 我觉得很 kinky, right?
觉得那个 idea is actually quite fun.
Yeah, huh? Like you hold hand then you pay money.
Yeah, like...